We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Obviously, it's a chance to get our eyes on the new look Chicago Bears as a full group for the entire time. And I use the word full loosely because obviously there were some members not in attendance at this first open OTA practice that we were able to watch. Of the most notable guys who were not at the practice on Tuesday afternoon included Jalen Johnson, Nate Davis, the free agent signing guard, Darnell Mooney, obviously still rehabbing from the ankle surgery that he had after the season-ending injury last year, and Eddie Jackson, who's obviously making his way back from his own season-ending injury. But of those four, I think Jalen Johnson's absence is the most notable, just given that he is heading into the final year of his rookie deal and is obviously going to be looking for a contract extension and needing to, make some moves to try to position himself for that. And now you have a little bit of anxiety, I guess, inside the building at Hallis Hall to figure out what it means.
Is it heightened anxiety because of the way that he got off onto maybe the wrong foot with Matt Eberflus last year at this time? And maybe that's overstating it, but there was some drama or some questions surrounding his availability, or maybe didn't he have some issues to begin with that regime?
Yeah, well, he missed a little bit of time last spring, yeah. And then obviously had a ceremonial demotion for a practice where it was like, okay, earn your spot back. And then he came in and did, and he played pretty well and obviously showed this coaching staff what he's all about. I think part of the anxiety also, David, stems around the idea that the Roquan Smith situation went so sour so fast. And so if you're a front office exec in this building, you have to learn from those experiences and figure out, okay, how can we manage this in a way where we don't go from 0 to 70 in the tension really quickly. And so they're going to figure it out. I thought it was notable that when Matt Eberflus was sort of asked directly whether he expected Jalen to at least be here for the mandatory portion of minicamp, his answer was a little bit vague and he didn't seem certain about it. We had a chance to ask Matt a handful of questions about the attendance. Obviously, you and I both know that this is a quote unquote voluntary situation, but for everyone inside the building, it's like, yeah, probably should be here, but it's voluntary. But here's some of what Matt Eberflus had to say in a back and forth with reporters about attendance in general, and then obviously a couple specific questions about Jalen Johnson.
Yeah, I'll just share that this is a voluntary time for all the players, and some players have certain things going on, and again, it's their right to be in here or not here, but we'll coach the guys that are here. That's really all I can say.
Is Jalen Johnson hurt, or is he healthy enough that he could physically practice?
No, I think his hand's good from last year. I think he's good to go.
Is Jalen participating in the offseason program?
Yeah, like I said, it's voluntary, and it's each player can choose or not to be here. And I really can't comment if he's here or not, and it's voluntary.
After going through what you went through with Roquan last year, are you concerned that Jalen Johnson's absence might mushroom into something bigger?
Yeah, I don't see it that way.
Has he told you that he'll be here when it's not voluntary, when you guys have mandatory minicamps, you know that Jalen Johnson will be here?
I'm not going to comment on that. I haven't. I know we've talked about that, but I'm not. That's ask him when you see him.
That's the one that catches me, David, because the ask him when you see him response is typically indicative of some, I don't know if tension is the right word, but certainly some aggravation, right? Like that you're in this stage.
That's and so a fed up coach.
Yeah, he's got to manage it. And you know what Matt Eberflus is all about. It's an effort-based culture here. He's trying to create a buy-in collectively across an entire group. And when you don't have it, you're going to be a little bit aggravated. Now, again, I'll point out that it's May 23rd. The Bears have almost 4 months before they play a meaningful football game. Jalen Johnson is 3 years into his NFL career. He can probably figure out how to manage this as well as he can on an individual level. Now you got to just make sure that if there's a little bit of fire here, it doesn't catch the pine straw and the brush, and everything just becomes an inferno too quickly.
So Dave Wanstead was on the Mullenhaus show on Tuesday morning, and it was a good segment, and he referenced that he did an interview with Matt Eberflus on the 33team.com, and one of the things that Flusie told him might have been off the air, actually, and he referenced it, was that the Bears have begun done talking. We kind of know this with talking contract extension with some guys who would be eligible for ones. Jalen Johnson is obviously on that list, maybe at the top of it. But does this suggest that those talks, if they indeed have, you know, started, are going nowhere?
Well, I think they're probably in the beginning stages, and you just kind of have to figure out what the requests are. Again, we know what Ryan Poles is about at this point of his tenure as general manager. He's about making sure that the value matches the performance, and he's trying to figure that out. You obviously have to be a little bit more sensitive to it when it's an in-house guy that you have a relationship with. That makes it a little bit more complicated because it's much easier to tell a free agent, go find your deal elsewhere, than it is to tell a guy that's inside your building and is one of your starters and is a guy that's a top line starter for you. So we'll figure out which direction that'll go. There's a handful of guys from that COVID draft class, which is the Mooneys, the Cole Kmets, the Jalen Johnsons of the world, that we're probably looking for at least the discussions to advance in a way where there's clarity, and then they just have to manage it as it goes. It's just so early right now to get freaked out about any of it, but it's certainly not too early to keep an eye on it and tell everyone, okay, let's keep an eye on this.
Last thing before we move on to other issues, because there are many, they did draft two cornerbacks, Tyreek Stevenson right in the second round and Terrell Smith in the fifth. And based on who they have also at the position, Kyler Gordon, last year's, you know, rookie starter. I mean, if you're Jalen Johnson and you're looking at this picture, do you feel as comfortable as maybe you think you are? Should you feel as comfortable as this kind of decision suggests?
No. The short answer is no. And you better understand that this is a league that always has replacements knocking at the door. Always.
Yeah, that's
and,
it.
And people are always willing to go answer the door if they have to. And so you just have to learn how to navigate that and play your cards correctly. Dave, the first thing that I do when guys like this are missing is try to figure out who's taking reps in their place, right? And so, you know, Nate Davis not here today. You see Jatari Carter getting some work at guard with the first team offensive line, and you say, okay, there's a guy that might be in the coach's eyes ready to take a leap at least into a key reserve role. You know, Elijah Hicks playing on the back end with Eddie Jackson out, Jalen Jones, Michael Ojemudia, Tyreek Stevenson, some guys that were getting some run with the cornerbacks. Michael Ojemudia made a nice interception at Justin Fields today, and you look on your roster and you go, when did they get this guy? I don't even remember it. Apparently he was a waiver claim late last December when the rest of the world was checked out and the Bears were just trying to fill a roster to finish the season. But, you know, that's the type of thing, like I say, that there's always a guy waiting to take your job. And so if you're going to get in a steering contest, you have to understand what the supply and demand curve is like in this league a lot of times and figure out what that means for you.
Something to keep on. Absolutely.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.